Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Betty, good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Who else is on the call this morning?
My name is Jeannie. Good morning.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good, thank you.
Bet you have a fun weekend?
I'm going to talk very little about it because I was on overload after the first speaker. But I'll get to that after we find out who's here, okay? Shar had asked me to do the call this morning, so here I am.
Good.
Who else is on?
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
I love how we have all these West Coast, or at least West Coast time people, and the Easterners are still sleeping, or maybe just out and about already. Who else is on? Okay. Well, as many of you know, I was in Indiana this weekend for whatever they called it. I don't even remember. But, go ahead.
The science of NECAN.
And you weren't even there. it was really definitely worth my trip. The speakers were excellent, excellent, excellent. They went, you know, and this is no order that I'm giving you. Dr. Nadu, Curtis Bennett, Dr. Charles Landry, and Ann Bodak were the morning speakers on the science side, since it's called the science and NECAN. And the afternoon was the business portion, ending with Rick Murphy. If you guys have not heard him speak in person, even my husband, I was talking to Dr. Nadu when I came downstairs to get my business card to give to him. My husband said, "You got to listen to this." He is unbelievable. Martha Herring was also there talking. Susan Carver, John Lehman, Ann also talked about business. And Donna Smith, who lives in Indiana, was the one who was, I don't know if she was the one who put this all together, but anyway, she was the contact, the immediate contact person for people. But just, I want to spend a minute on Rick because I don't know if any of you has done Pathfinders. I'm sure you all know the name. He's the one who put the Pathfinder program together, generously giving it to anyone for free who wants to use it and follow it to whatever degree you do. I mean, to me, I'm sure they do this in business all the time where people just generously give their information to people so that they can advance their own business. Yeah, right. Here we have what's going on financially, but I'm not even going to go there. But anyway, it was so funny because, and you guys will appreciate this, and please do not go back to him with this, but I went upstairs to talk to Dr. Nadu, which was really the main reason I went to this thing. I desperately wanted to communicate with him eyeball to eyeball. And so we went up. I went up during lunch. No, actually during lunch, I went up to look at the vendors who were up there. Knowing, and my vegetarian lunch when I came back downstairs, you had a choice between a roast beef sandwich, a turkey sandwich, or a vegetarian sandwich. And I came downstairs. Oh, so when we first sat down, for some reason, all of a sudden, Rick and his wife sat at our table. There were a couple of empty seats. And I hear Rick say to his wife, "Do you want my vegetables?" And I said, "What?" I said, "You're giving away the best part of your sandwich?" And he said, "Oh, give me more meat, more meat, more meat." And I said, "You sound like my husband." I said, "I work with Shara." That's all I had to say. So anyway, when I came back downstairs and everybody had finished eating and I opened my vegetarian sandwich, I looked at it, okay, took the two pieces of cheese off, gave it to my husband, and was left with some cut-up iceberg lettuce and a slice of tomato. That was my $15 vegetarian lunch.
Oh, gee.
But there were no breaks throughout the entire day. If you had to go to the bathroom, you did it, you know, on your own time. I think they may have given 10 minutes for everybody to get their box lunches. And then I guess there were speakers, you know, I missed it because I was upstairs talking about whatever. So I did miss some of the speeches. And when I came, at one point, between speakers, I went up to Rick and I just, you know, told him how much I and many people I know appreciate so gratefully what he does. And, you know, it got to the point where he didn't know what to say. He was kind of speechless. And he was so humble about the whole thing, telling me that, you know, anybody could do what I'm doing. He firmly believes that. And I said something about, for us peons, he said, you're not, and he looked me in the eye with those gorgeous blue eyes, and he said, you're not a peon. He said, you're no better or worse than anyone else or me. And, you know, he was just so humble about everything. And it was interesting when I was watching, I knew he was the final speaker of the day, and I don't know how they determined who had how much time. It seemed like he had certainly a lot. But before the thing, I watched him walking around trying to get his thoughts together. I saw him deep breathing. I saw him just moving around to get rid of some of that energy. And afterwards, you know, I went up to him and I told him he was phenomenal. Just encouraging people, and he rolled information that it just rolled off of his tongue, but it hit so many areas, and I just hope that I can get a chance to look at my notes and try to figure out what I wrote, because my handwriting in general is so atrocious, and when I'm writing like that, I hope that I can read even 50% of what I wrote. I don't know that anybody taped it. It would have been a phenomenal CD for someone to put out, but you know, he just kept rolling information out, as they all did. You know they have X number of minutes, and I'm sure they are very eloquently trained in their own minds of what I can put out in that number of minutes, and they get it all together. So it was really a jam-packed, I would say 24 hours. It was started at 9 o'clock their time, over at 4, no lunch break, no bathroom breaks, nothing, and so much information. So I will, as I weave my way through my notes, I will bring back to the call some of the information that I gleaned. At this point, I don't have nothing in my, well, I know that with Curtis Bennett, you know, with the thermogenics, he is the one, I don't know if you guys are aware, who worked with Al Gore, and he's the only one in the world who does what he does, first of all. He worked with Al Gore to figure out global warming, and he says that, you know, so much of it starts with the house. Our houses were not meant, our attics were not meant to heat up to 150 to 200 degrees or whatever they do. That's just erupting more heat into the atmosphere. So, you know, it was just fascinating stuff. Some of it way above my head, but they, you know, when I talk to Dr. Nadeau personally, he's like talking to your next door neighbor. None of this stuff that, you know, I'll try to bring it down to your level. He is like talking to your next door neighbor, the kindest, most gentle, compassionate, and this is what I've heard from anyone who has been lucky enough to spend a few minutes with him. So, anyway, what's going on with you guys? Enough of that. Anyone else want to say hello?
Hello, this is Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Oh, kind of drained. I'm good.
What's going on?
Drained. Well, I went to a Z-Health body movement weekend, certification training.
Uh-huh. What is that?
I got cram-packed full of information.
Oh, another one. So you're on overload too, huh?
No, it's wonderful. I just was dreaming it all night.
Ah. So this is more body movement stuff, as in...
More isolated body movement with science behind it. More focus on the joints and getting your body back to moving correctly.
Wow.
So it's really fascinating.
More Eastern kind of movements than we do in the West?
No, they take a lot of different things into consideration.
Uh-huh.
So it's very isolated, working each and every joint in the body.
Wow.
Getting it to move.
The way it's supposed to.
The way it's supposed to.
Wow.
Yeah, which... turn makes your body function more efficiently, your entire body.
Sure. And this is one thing that they do brought up, dependent on everything else in our body. You know, medicine looks at system by system. Everything works together.
Everything works together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, the body is a whole. So it all works together.
Mm-hmm.
All the body, one of the big phrases is all the body, all the time.
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's very difficult to describe over the phone, but it's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Almost magic.
Wow. Well, hopefully as we progress through the week and weeks, you'll bring some information that seems pertinent to you to the rest of us.
I would love to.
Good. Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to say hello?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning. We've missed you. How are you?
All right. I was at our church camp last week, which is always a challenge because the guy that's been cooking the last couple of years does everything in casseroles or stews or something that's all mixed together.
Yeah.
But I took my own supplements, and the little gal that's in charge of camp had provided some greens and stuff too. So
that's good. I found it very challenging this weekend, food-wise. On the way there, we were on a state road because I had been told that the Ohio Turnpike still had flooding from last week's hit of Ike. And we went pretty much across the state from where we picked it up outside of Mansfield with only one area where we should have stopped for lunch and thought there was going to be more. There weren't even gas stations. It was really in the middle of nowhere. At least on the Ohio Turnpike, there are rest stops every however many miles. So if you have to go to the bathroom, at least you can do that. But even when at the hotel where we had dinner Friday night, it was a challenge for me to find something to eat that was, you know, what I wanted or that I could. And, of course, Saturday breakfast I did okay. They had a buffet that they had fruit and some oatmeal, so that was okay for me. And then I told you about lunch. And Saturday dinner, where were we? We were on the road, and we stopped someplace, and I don't even remember where we were. I'm drawing a total blank. But it was a challenge getting good food into me while we were gone this weekend. And normally I don't have that much of a challenge. I just, you know, once we got there, I didn't feel like going to look for another restaurant. Oh, I know, we ate it. I had salad bar Saturday night also on the road. That was okay, too. So it was interesting. But you do the best that you can with what you got.
You know, I went last year it was, one of my granddaughters and I went to a meeting in Wichita, and the company that was putting on the seminar, I had called ahead of time and asked if I could get a vegan meal, and asked me to call the restaurant catering department or whatever. Anyway, so I did that, and I had a beautiful vegan meal.
Ooh.
And I found out a lot of people have been doing that from our Auctioneers Association as well, for our conventions and things. They get in touch with the catering department ahead of time and request a vegan meal, and they do it.
That's great. Lucky you. Yeah. If you remember the wedding we went to, Labor Day, I had contacted the groom's mother, who was doing the rehearsal dinner, and the two choices were both animal. And I said that I don't eat animal, so she probably just assumed that I was, quote, vegetarian. And I, you know, again, you make the most of what you can. And my dinner that night was a pasta primavera, but I know there was cheese in there. And so, you know, I just kind of tried to eat around it as well as I could, make the best of what you got. So I don't want to be looked at or even feel like I'm a purist in any way, or that different that I can't find something to eat when I'm out with people. And then my husband says, well, nobody's going to be as perfect as you. Well, I'm not. So, anyone have any challenges this weekend that we can talk about?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi. Nice to hear you. How are you?
And I know that seminar that you went to this weekend, we had it in the spring And the first one, and it was phenomenal. I if I could have gotten to where you were, I would have got there.
Sure.
The other thing is, I mentioned, I think last week or maybe the week before, about this Chinese coleslaw. Remember, I was trying to figure out how I can make, you know, the dressing to go over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to one of my friends that is vegetarian, and what she does, I mean, she made something similar to it, and what she does is get Paul Newman's low-fat sesame ginger salad dressing.
Have you looked at the label?
Yep, and it was pretty down, you know, Paul Newman is very natural anyways, and it was very good. I used that instead of using the other things that were, you know, on the list of ingredients, right. And it was excellent. Very, very good.
Have you sent that one down at all?
I sent it to Shah because I think she was going to try to, you know, look it over and see if there was any suggestions that she could use. Remember how we were talking about the oil and everything? So I sent it to her, but I can send it down if you'd like.
Why don't you send it as a revised? And you know, since the date will be more current,
okay.
That might catch people's eye, and this is the better choice maybe.
Yeah, it was good. It was very tasty. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Great.
Very much so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And it.
Yep. Anyone else want to say hi? Anyone have any challenges this weekend that we can work on?
Hi, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
You had a great weekend.
How are you?
Good. I need to ask a question.
Okay.
From time to time, I'm having leg cramps right in the calf, and I had thought that our osteodense and the calcium would usually take care of that. It's during the night, you know, in rest when I turn or something, turning over, but it's always just down like in the calf. Do I need to increase it, you think? Because I take my osteodense and my calcium at night.
You're taking one osteodense and three calcium?
No, I'm just taking one osteodense and two calcium. So you think I need to increase that calcium?
Well, the bottle says three. I've always taken three. It's interesting that you mentioned that. I had totally forgotten until you did. Saturday night in the hotel when I was getting into bed, and after I was in bed, I got leg cramps too, which I haven't had in, I don't even remember when. And I wasn't sleeping on a sleep system, obviously. I don't know what caused it either, but you might want to try increasing your calcium one more.
Okay.
Do you, can you muscle test yourself or have somebody muscle test you?
Oh, I haven't muscle tested. I am just still do not know how to do that.
Okay.
No, y'all talked about it, and I don't feel like I am accomplishing it. I guess I'm going to have somebody help me someday when I get somewhere where they can.
Good, okay.
But I don't feel like I'm good. In fact, I don't even like to try to muscle test somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, mag steps or something. I don't. And most of the reactions have been, well, I can't tell any different or this and that and the other, and I don't really know if I'm doing something wrong or right. Or
you might want to try using the thumb and the ring finger, just with the tips together.
Uh-huh.
And try it with your husband a couple of times. And in fact, I was listening to a CD on the way home, Steve Weintraub, and and he tests with the pie water drops. That he said he either puts it in somebody's water and he doesn't even stir it, or he can put it on their arm. I mean, you know, and he said he's so amazed that it works. So practice with your husband with the mag steps or with the water or with different things.
And what do you mean with the water, just like a drop or something?
The pie mag concentrate, and I'm not even sure it's still available. You can put in a drop in tap water, and it kills the other stuff. And you know, it's like drinking pie water.
Uh-huh.
But have him drink a glass of tap, or not even a whole glass, a little bit of tap water, and test him, and then have him drink some pie water, and see if his fingers, if you can pull his fingers apart. Just have him hold the tips of his fingers together, the ring finger and his thumb.
And if after they drink the water, I should be able to not pull them across,
pulling apart this stronger, right? I guess. And the same with, you know, standing on mag steps or not.
Uh-huh.
Any, or even, you know, putting the necklace on the top of their head, anything, any of our products will work.
Okay.
And I was going to say, if they don't believe you, another thing, one of the little things I've got is one of the little finger tester things, that little green spring-loaded deal with a dial on it that you can check yourself with those.
Well, when I first got one of those, I bought one of those, and I had a guy test it, and he was just as strong with the mag steps as without them.
Mm.
I think he had an unusually amount of strength in his hands. I think he was just real strong, but so that made me, he said, see, it makes no difference. The mag steps didn't make a bit of difference because he could do it either way, just as strong.
He might have been dehydrated, too. Sometimes that makes them, the test off.
Does it?
Well, and some guys are just really strong anyway, so, you know.
They were. I thought maybe that might have been what it was, that he was just unusually strong, but then it made me look like, well, these mag steps are not worth anything, you know. I didn't know how else to answer him, you know.
Say sometimes.
What did he do?
He tried. He used that green thing to see how strong he was in his hands, and then I put him on the mag steps, and he was just, I mean, he was as strong with or without them. And, of course, he didn't buy any, you know. But he said, you know, he didn't. So there again, it didn't make a bit of difference. So I didn't try much with anybody with that green apparatus anymore.
But the mag steps do more than just give you strength.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's
how
green apparatus is one of those squeezy things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned this weekend there's a lot of things you can do that create strength. And he might have just known one of them.
Okay.
There's different ways that you can, you know, you can increase your strength in your bicep so quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pulling, if you grasp onto somebody's hand and both of you are pulling like the rope game where you tug of war,
mm-hmm.
pulling across, you can change your focus of where you're focusing on your arm and pull from your joints instead of your bicep. And they can't stop you. It just increases it immediately. That's because there's a whole lot more nerve functions in your joints than there is in your muscles.
So you're stronger using the joints than the muscles.
Stronger using the joints, way stronger.
Wow, who'd have thunk?
And so this man who was doing this, he probably knew it, or he just did it anyway.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of different strength things.
Okay.
You can do.
See, he's
and
probably
it's not
one of those.
Trick. It's all the
know.
Body all the time. It's knowing
yeah.
your body.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll be. Okay.
Yeah. And the magnets do work. They work on a different system in your body than the other strength stuff does. It's a whole different system. It's a different thing.
And they also do more than just give us strength. Some of which we don't even know.
Yeah, and this is Darlene. I would, if somebody was so strong like that, I would like to test his balance.
Okay.
His balance, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you don't have the control of that.
Or his range of motion. Have uh-huh. you seen that one, Mary Lou?
Yes, I've used that, and some people say they can't tell a bit of difference. You know, if they get an object on there and look around, you know, with their arms out.
Uh-huh.
Find an object over there and then step on, you know, the mag steps. And
right.
So a lot, some people will just be amazed at how much difference they are, and
yes.
yet they still won't want to purchase the mag steps. I find that so unusual. Well, I guess that a lot of them just don't want to purchase anything, so or they're still differently. But they're better now than they were at one time on the mag steps or mag strides.
But it's definitely a process of educating.
It really, really is. I mean, I've spent so much time with trying to, and, you know, they just, even people that are diabetic just won't go ahead and do it. I'm so shocked that, you know, that they won't, but anyway, but like you said, I still have the most with it. It's if a medical doctor hasn't said it, you will not. And I had put on a knee deal on a young lady the other day that was having trouble with her knee, and her son's in chiropractor school, and so she went back to the chiropractor, and he said, oh, no, you don't need that on.
Oh.
You know, I don't know. I seem like I bat zero all the time, but, I mean, I don't understand why, you know, because that was the far infrared knee deal, which helped her, and she says it helps. But that chiropractor told her to take it off.
Because he's not making any money on it.
Right, because he wasn't. And I've checked with that chiropractor before, but I don't think he paid any attention. He just thought it was a knee brace.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know it was far infrared, and she didn't say anything to him.
And
when I see him again, I'm going to talk to him.
Ann did touch upon how to approach docs. And one of the things I remember her saying, and I don't know what I have in my notes, but I remember her saying something about docs don't want you coming in there and thinking that you're going to take over, you know, what their patient list. Not that you're going to steal patients from them, but, you know, there might be a place for you. And she said, you know, sometimes they don't hear what you're saying. And she gave an example. And, you know, if you can relate to this, you'll understand what docs may or may not be hearing when we talk to them, or anybody, of a woman who wants a new car. And she tells her husband, you know, I want a new car. What does the husband hear? We're spending $20,000 that we don't have.
Uh-huh.
So that's what he hears, and that's what they start arguing about. She says to the husband, I need a new car. He hears, we're spending all this money. And so they start arguing about two different things that are related. But, you know, do you understand how I'm differentiating there? When you say something to somebody, they don't necessarily hear. They're hearing your message, but they're not hearing the words.
Yeah, to that point. And that's
or vice versa.
Place the way he's been, I'm not going to, you know, spend any more.
Yeah.
Not with the water system, you know, or different things with him. I'm not spending any more. He'll still go buy the $2
yeah.
and put it on his deal there.
Yep.
$5, whatever it is, you know, one of those big water things to put in the cooler there at the business. But it's just, you know, you just have to at least let them know.
Yeah, and there are people that you just can't reach right now.
Uh-uh. And then later on, you may reach them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I have a young lady that her mother has arthritis, and I told her about the CM cream and the CM joint tablets, and she really, after she said, well, I can get the cream, so she got it. And then Friday evening, this has been about a month ago, she called ahead of time and she wanted to try the joint tablets, and she's really arthritic, so I'm hoping it works real well for her.
One thing, and we haven't talked about this in a very long time in the calls, I remember when we first got joint, it was recommended that you use liver support with it. Just a tidbit.
I've not been known, no, but I do use liver support.
Uh-huh. And I think it was Dr. Nadu who, or maybe it was the other doctor, who brought up how important our liver is. It's one organ we cannot live without.
So the liver support, they did suggest it with the joint.
That's my recollection.
That's good to know, Nancy. Thank you.
No.
I mean, I'd taken the joint, but I wasn't taking the liver support for a while until I realized how much, you know, as we were talking about different things, that
yeah.
I didn't need it.
Yeah.
I take it each night, too. Is that about the time y'all take it?
I take it before bed with the cleanse.
I do, too. Okay.
Yeah, as much of an empty stomach as you can, but yeah. I just remember hearing that when the joint came out.
How long have we had the joint, or who kind of brought it in? Now, it's not whole food. It's got those chemicals. It's got the chemicals in it, whereas most of our other things are whole food, right? Because the liver is what is it? The liver support is made out of certain vegetables, whatever, I've forgotten.
Artichoke?
Uh-huh, artichoke, okay.
The liver, the CM has, yeah.
It has some chemicals in it.
Right.
Of some sort. But I didn't know how long or who. I've got, and I listen ever so often to the CD that explains about it, but I really didn't know who the inventor was, like Nandro or whatever else on these other two.
I have no idea where it came from, and it's been out for a long time. Another speaker that we also had that wasn't on the list I just read was Ted Aloisio, and I've heard him several times already. And he, you know, the only paid person of that list is Ann.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else is a Nikan person. And to hear them say how our products work with everything and help everything is just so gratifying to hear. It just reinforces that what we're doing is right. But Ted Aloisio, again, says that so many of the nutritionals out there are, and he has pictures to back it up, of septic tanks where it shows the whole hill, you know, a very rich deposit of nutritionals that never went through, never did anything in the body or may have done something negative in the body. And that there are several nutritional companies out there that are worth anything. Nikan is one of the top three. So, but yeah, the liver support with the CM, and I don't know why, with the joint, I don't know what's in the joint that they think needs to be cleaned away from the liver, but it might be something you suggest to this person also.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for bringing that up. Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
This is Betty. I also wanted to say on that joint, I take that as well. And what I did with that was to use the strength test with that, because sometimes you need more than just the three.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't get any results really with the three, because your arthritic condition is so much worse that your body really demands more.
Okay.
So if you do the strength test, holding a plastic glass or whatever with, like, start with the three that it recommends and hold that on your chest, and do a strength test with your arm out to the side. Keep adding one at a time until you see how many you need. That gives you a better idea of what your body is requiring.
And what
as
do you,
far as that joint.
What do you say at the time, Betty?
What do I say?
Uh-huh. What do you say to yourself when you're testing that?
I just ask myself, what do I need? You know, is this enough?
Okay.
I just ask myself what is this enough?
Uh-huh.
Well, so I when we did the strength test on me, I had somebody else do my arm. Because I was holding that plastic cup on my chest, you know, at my thymus gland kind of thing, and so I had somebody else do my arm test then, and so I was up to 14 and still very strong. And when we put the 15th joint in there, I became very weak. So we knew that I was supposed to be taking, my body wanted 14 of these.
A day?
Yes. And so that's what I did for 3 months. And then I kind of just did the same thing, had my husband do the test on me and was able to cut back. Till at this point, I take like between 3 and 6
wow.
a day, depending on the day.
Okay.
But a lot of times I think when we present this to people, the joint with people that have this kind of problem, we aren't aware that we can take more. I had absolutely no ill effects from this, which says to me, you know, these products are so fantastic. Where else could you do this and not have a horrible negative reaction?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, you know, it was just so enlightening to me. But it just said to me that we can't just always say, okay, this is a bottle. It says there's, you know, you should take 3 a day. Not necessarily so. You're dealing with each person as an individual.
Well,
and their needs are different.
The bottle is just a maintenance dose. Anything
is
in our bottles. Whereas on a drug, first of all, there's been so much publicity that I've seen lately with drugs. They are giving you, again, they're taking an average weight person, and this is the prescription and the dosage that an average weight person needs of this powerful drug. Well, our drugs, in quotes, nutritionals, are not drugs.
Right.
And that if you increase them, whatever one of them you are using, most of them are, and in fact, this is what Ted said, I think like 85% of our nutritionals are whole foods. So you're not going to hurt yourself
where if you OD on a drug, you end up in the ER and maybe dead, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what most people don't understand in it, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're all so conditioned to the prescription drug thing.
Right.
And it's all laid out, so many milligrams, and this is what you're prescribed. And so it's a whole different concept for people to wrap their minds around.
Sure. And a doctor is just guessing at what dosage you need anyway.
Yes, and you know what I found out this week also was a lot of people with diabetes that are taking glucophage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a one-size-fits-all.
Right. As many of them are, yeah.
Yeah, so that just blew my mind. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter what degree of diabetes you have.
Or how much you weigh, or what size your body
is. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one thing about the testing for the numbers that you need. You can also use your fingers for that instead of the arm. You can also, if you're using your fingers, you can hold the tablet or the capsule in your hand and say, this is the number I need, or one is the number I need, two is the number I need, or in a cup. You can do it either in your hand or against your thymus, which is behind your breastplate, you know, your sternum and on your chest. Either way, you can do it, though, and whichever way is easier and more convenient for you. But, yeah, thank you for sharing that, Betty.
Sure.
You know, we need to remember how to do these testings. And I remember, oh, gosh, it's been a few years already, somebody on Vance's call, and I don't remember what her disease was, but she so strongly said, you need to find out how many of the joint you're taking you need, because if you don't take enough, you're not going to get the results you need. And, you know, she was up to, I forget how many, for a pretty long time. And finally it worked to where she could lower her dose.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said the same thing.
Right.
Thank you.
Nancy, was it on this call that I learned, or was it through something else, and I can't recall? Someone told me to go to teamdiamond.com. Was it on that call?
For what?
TeamDiamond.com.
And what are you looking for?
I was looking for the joint tablets, and I was looking for testimonies.
Oh.
And I'm not a member of that, and I didn't know anything about it much. I've heard of it. Anyway, they had testimonies on there. I didn't have time for the whole website. I just looked at the testimonies, and when I did, they had the testimonies on there on a young girl, so y'all might want to do that sometime.
Good.
She took 18 of the joint tablets for 55 days. In other words, she took six, three times a day.
Uh-huh.
And you need to hear her testimony. It was great. She's out of a wheelchair.
Isn't it Sherry Dorsey? Oh, no, it isn't, but it's from her group.
It was
in Texas. I do have that CD.
Wow. Well, I didn't know, but that's what they did. And then I did hear a testimony from down at Bastrop, Texas, the other day, where some young consultant had just been, and she saved this lady's legs just with the mag steps and the body energizer. So those were two good testimonies on saving those things. And I just had never seen that testimony. So
those are oral testimonies or written, Manuel?
No, I just went on the web. I just went on their website.
And they're oral, or they?
No, it was a lady herself giving it. She's in her 20s, a young woman.
Somebody speaking, you heard. She was talking?
Yes, she's doing the talking. They had brought her out, I guess, to some meeting because she said she appreciated them flying out to tell her story, but that it was so, and it was, you know, just really neat. So I just thought she might want to do it sometime.
Do they also have written testimonies, or are they all just?
Didn't even. Check it. I just saw that, and I heard the one on, she gave the one first, and I didn't quite understand. She first said that her mother was a consultant or knew of Nickin,
mm-hmm.
and she wouldn't listen.
Mm.
She had, and her husband was having to do everything because she was so arthritic, and then it went on to say that she said she was breastfeeding her baby, and she developed hives. And so finally they told her, and that's her first testimony, or he comes back and asks for that. She took the liver support, and it cleared up hives. But now I really would like to have answered the question, is her idea of hives and shingles also the same? are they two different things? And I haven't looked them up in a book, but I thought they were kind of related.
Well,
but anyway, she talks about that, and then she goes on and says, after that cleared her up with her taking just the liver support, then she was able to, she decided maybe she needed to listen and look into Nick and further.
What is the website again, Mary Lou?
Oh, Team Diamond, all lowercase, just teamdiamond.com.
Thanks.
And I went to testimonials. I didn't look at anything else in the website. I just looked at testimonials, and then that's when she goes on to tell about the joint tablets for her, because she had been in a wheelchair through high school.
Wow.
And I think that's what her CD is called, From Wheelchair to Wellness.
Okay,
I think it is.
I wasn't aware, because I'm not here by myself, and I wasn't aware. I thought maybe I heard that to go to Team Diamond. Maybe somebody else told me that.
But you can order the CD if you want.
Okay. Right.
For wheelchairs or what?
Wellness.
Wellness, okay.
Hmm.
She was somewhere in her 20s, but she said she could remember it as a teenager, you know, that there wasn't any place, and I couldn't believe this, of course, I guess of what. She couldn't sit at the lunchroom in the cafeteria with anybody because of the way the tables were, I guess. And finally her mother went up there and said, and she was real embarrassed because she said, I didn't want to be singled out, you know, just to have some place where that she could pull her chair up with other people and not be eating lunch by herself.
Hmm.
But I just thought it was good. But I didn't know there was a CD out, and I don't know when this happened to the girl or how old or anything, but that was on there. And I don't know if their testimonies just stay a short while and they change them or what, but that's been within 2 weeks ago, I guess I went to it.
Another resource for us to use. Thank you.
Well, you know, because I was trying to, and some of the things I went to testimonials in with our website, it said not yet available with Nickens, so I guess they were redoing some new ones or something.
There also might be on Steve's, and I don't know for sure, but I'm just thinking maybe he has testimonials and they may be written. I don't know. I have not looked at it.
I think it's like have them written, you know, if you can, and that's what I and I know a lot of people, I think Dennis Williams is working on it, and he'll ask at times or so.
Anyway. There are CDs out there that have, well, I don't know, I'm sure you guys have heard that box that Focus on Growth is selling.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Right. Has anybody ordered that yet?
Well, he had run out when I got to his table Saturday, but if I wanted to get it, he would have sent it to me at half the shipping, he said. But each CD is a testimonial on a different ailment, and I would suspect that it's probably, I don't know. I have a sheet, and I can count and see how many. I did not buy it. It was over $100, and I had spent enough money already and decided that I can always order it in the future if I decide. But, you know, it just seemed a lot of money right now to spend on that, although I'm sure for what you're getting, some of the CDs I see are even maybe two. I can just go down here quickly. ADHD, allergies. Has a couple of allergies, just picking some out. Car accident, coma, degenerative disorder, dental hygienist with hip and shoulder, diabetes, of course, and then doctors, internal, podiatrist, family practice, psychologist, educator, cancer survivor, fibro, headaches, MS, migraine, car salesman, seizures, vertigo, inner ear, how to use it, what next, track to gold book, Nikan story, building your network marketing business. Dennis Williams wellness preview DVD. So, you know, there's a lot of things in there, and depending on how much you want to spend. But, you know, that's another resource, or you can buy individual CDs or DVDs on different problem areas. So there are a lot of tools out there, and from what Rick was saying about Pathfinders, he is streamlining it so that it just sounds like, and he's putting so much energy into making it easy for us
and I say us, anyone out here who wants to build a business easy and almost a no-brainer to be able to use it. And again, there will be testimonies there, I'm pretty sure, that you can download to your own and send it to people. So it's another tool.
Yeah, he was on Vance's call on Saturday.
Who?
Dave Stoltzfus.
Okay.
With that connector box.
Oh, good. Again, yeah.
Yeah, so that it was $124.95 for it.
Right. Yeah, I missed the call, obviously, because I was in the meeting, yeah. Was it a good call?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I thought it was kind of a neat way to do your thing in Neakin, because
mm-hmm.
they have it set up with the box, and then they have little cards in there so that you're lending it out and writing on the card as a tickler system.
Sure.
To go back and say, okay, you know, let's say, can you watch this or listen to it within 2 days, and then set an appointment right there, and then you put that little card in where you took the CD out, and you've got all your information there, and he carries it around in his car.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting
mm-hmm.
approach.
Mm-hmm. There's 25 dividers, 25 perforated follow-up cards, 1-2 CD box case, a file box, plus three-way dividers. So, yeah. Plus all the, I mean, a long list of stuff that's in here, different CDs, and I don't know
mm-hmm.
if there are any DVDs. Yeah, they're DVDs and CDs. Most of them are probably CDs, though.
I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and he expects to increase the number available in the boxes, so whether you'll at some time be able to pick and choose what you put in here, I don't know.
Nancy Bryan said that she was in the process of doing three more, I thought. Anyway, they were saying not to try to build your own box because of the fact that the people that you're talking to don't have that ability. So if you start with their box with everything in it, then the people you're talking to, if they do that, can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll see what you're doing.
Makes it easier for them. The other thing they were saying was the fact that these testimonials were really short, so that people weren't committing to an hour, you know, tape or something like that. That
mm-hmm.
you know, 10 minutes, 15, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Really short things.
Mm-hmm. Catch their attention.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of tools out there. Sometimes it gets confusing to me, at least, of which one to use. And
we've got so many already. At least I have. I've got all these CDs and DVDs and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And finally, you just don't hand out any of them, which is bad.
Yeah. Well, they were, when I was buying from Brad wasn't there, but Julia Leatherman, I finally got to meet Julia Leatherman. She is so cool that her husband was doing Brad's table, and there were two on MS. And one of my husband has a client whose wife has had MS for a long time, and I would like to share this ACD with them. And there were two, and I said, you know, which one's better? And Julia said, she has them both. I said, oh, that helps. So I ended up buying them both. And I remember a couple months ago anyway, Vance did a call with somebody with MS, and I was so impressed with that call. And I don't remember who it was, whether it was one of these that I bought or not, but that was also an excellent call on MS. So, you know, there, again, are a lot of tools out there for us to use, and even just listening to them, you know, when I listen to these things, if I'm in a car, it just reinforces the information because I can't retain all this information. You know, you'll have it today for maybe a month, and then you listen to it again a month later. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. I was just in awe listening to Rick just go on for 45 minutes or whatever he was up there, and just one right after the other. And how do you remember all this stuff? Yeah? Youth.
Yeah.
Part of it. Well, we are at 10 of the hour here. I don't know about where you are, but anyone have any final thoughts, questions, or concerns before we call it a morning?
Hey, Nancy, I just wanted to say I did find my CD here on the testimonial from Wheelchair to Wellness,
uh-huh.
and it's Carrie and Lauren Roundy. Carrie is the gal that that had the arthritis and was in the wheelchair.
Hmm. Did you get that, Mary Lou?
Trying to. I wrote it down on from wellness to the wheelchair, but her name was what?
Carrie
Roundy.
CARIROUNDY.
Okay. Who has that CD?
I don't know where I got it.
Oh, okay.
Probably you can just check with either one of them, Focus or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness, from wheelchair to the wellness, right? Is that the
That's it, yes.
Okay. Thanks, Betty.
Sure.
I need to ask you when you look into those more, Nancy, and you have more time, share with us the name of those CDs on the MS.
The ones that I bought?
Uh-huh, yeah. See which one you think is
good. Oh, after I listen to them? Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sometime to share it with me.
Okay.
Okay.
When
Thank
I get
you.
A chance to listen to them, I will definitely let you guys know which one I like, but just because I like it doesn't mean you will.
And it says Focus on Growth on it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And that's where, the two that I got on MS were from Growing and Wellness.
Okay.
It has an item number if you want it. It's
okay.
4409 CD.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
But then when you, and those were Growing and Wellness from the CDs for your MS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see if I can pull them out of my bag. I bought a bunch of CDs, probably more, and I also bought that one on nutrition that we talked about last week, the two-disc one that I think Daddy talked about. This is the Jim White story, Overcoming Severe Sugar Problems. Effective Conversations with Professionals by Dr. Mary Bowser, the Randy Wolf Foundation of Nutrition, MS Success Story, Maria Stewart, and Hope for Those with MS by Victoria Munoz. And I think that, interestingly, one of the ones that Focus has in this box is the Munoz. Yes, Victoria Munoz, Helping Those with MS. Oh, wait, it's a different one. Helping Those with MS, and I have Hope for Those with MS, whether she has two out or not, I don't know. It's the same person. So.
All right.
I have some listening to do.
Oh, that's loud. That sounds great.
So, anyone have anything, final thoughts, questions, or concerns? Well, it's 5 of 11 here, and I got to get moving, guys. Have a great day, and thanks so much for everybody's input. It makes it so much more educational for everybody and certainly easier for me.
Thanks, Nancy.
I really appreciate everybody's help. Have a great day, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.